For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, September 2nd. I hope you're well. Coming up:
I don't see Netanyahu doing anything to bring my dad home.
Israelis take to the streets demanding deal over Gaza, and watch out on the roads. It's National Slowdown Day. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, around 500,000 Israelis have taken to the streets to demand a deal with Hamas after 6 hostages were found dead in Gaza. Israel's biggest trade union has called for a general strike today for the first time since the attacks in October, which started the conflict. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been accused of prioritising politics and putting conditions into potential ceasefire deals that Hamas won't agree to. These protesters want action.
To go to the streets to show this corrupted government that the people want the deal.
Nobody is listening to us.
I feel that Bibi Netanyahu is not doing enough at all.
I don't see Netanyahu doing anything to bring my dad home.
Meanwhile, the funeral has been held for one of the 6 Israeli hostages whose bodies have been recovered in Gaza. Almog Sarusi was among those killed in Rafah as Israeli forces closed in on their location. Naira Sarusi, Almog's mother, spoke at her son's funeral earlier.
You were abandoned. You were abandoned on and on daily, hour after hour, 331 days. You were sacrificed on the altar for collapsing Hamas, Rafah and the Philadelphia corridor.
Back home, a national slowdown day is being held today aimed at reducing road deaths caused by speeding. A joint campaign by Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority aims to tackle bad driver behaviour, with over 70,000 people caught breaking the limit in the year to July. The initiative hopes to curb rising road deaths, which currently stand at 127. Garda Superintendent Liam Garrity says drivers must be aware of changing road conditions.
We're now into September, so obviously as the evenings are starting to get shorter, it will be darker area. Weather conditions will probably start to deteriorate as well, with potential for more wind, rain. Also have potential now for more debris to be on the roads, leaves, etc. So everybody on the roads needs to be much more careful as we go into this period of time.
A far-right party has won a regional election in Germany for the first time since the Second World War. Alternative for Deutschland secured 32% of the vote. AfD is unlikely to be able to form a state government as it's short of a majority. This voter says local people's concerns about immigration are misunderstood by those in Berlin.
It's gotten out of control. If you look at neighbouring countries like Poland, they've hardly taken in anyone and the crime rate hasn't risen there. We don't feel represented. For the government, there's still a wall running through the country. They think we're always wrong and that they're always right, and I don't think that's very democratic.
Taoiseach Simon Harris will chair a competitiveness summit in government buildings today. It'll discuss how the country can maintain its competitiveness in a changing international and European context. It'll feature talks on challenges with relevant ministers. The obstacles of rising cost pressures for businesses and infrastructural deficits will also be discussed. There are calls to expand the free school book scheme to second level. The Children's Rights Alliance wants it extended to senior cycle students as part of the budget as End Child Poverty Week gets underway today. It says families fork out a huge amount for their teenagers to head back to school, with a fifth-year student's books costing €213 on average. Children's Rights Alliance spokesperson Julia Hearn says the government must cut costs for parents.
In order to make sure that parents are helped with the cost of addressing education, it is really critical that government fulfil its promise in terms of reducing the cost of education in the next budget, and that it really finishes what they have promised to do in terms of extending the free school books programme to students in senior cycle.
In entertainment news, Coldplay end their four-night run at Croke Park tonight. 320,000 fans have attended the sold-out gigs, which received rave reviews from fans and critics alike. Broadcaster Dave Fanning says Coldplay really lived up to the hype.
Chris Martin just has it, and they have it down to a fine art. I'm not just talking about the fireworks at the end, but he just does it well. He knows how to use the middle stage as well. And when you're doing the middle stage, it kind of makes the venue so much more intimate. Now, you could say, ah, stop. Croke Park, intimate. Seriously, it really is.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag oversaw his 25th Premier League defeat since taking over the club 2 years ago. They were no match for league leaders Liverpool, who ran riot at Old Trafford during their 3-0 win yesterday. Manager ten Hag says it wasn't an occasion to take the positives.
It's clear, we lost 3-0, we have to take this, and now we have to stand up, head up, and bounce back.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.